بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. I want first to welcome Sister Yuri. It's an honor to have her here. And I was just looking, I was shown a collection of some of the letters that she received from Malcolm X or Malcolm Shabazz, rahimahullah. We called him Shahidu America. And I was struck by this letter that he wrote her. It was from Kuwait on the 27th of September, 1964. And it says, "Still trying to travel and broaden my scope since I've learned what a mess can be made by narrow-minded people." And it's signed Brother Malcolm X. And I think that if we look at the current situation that we find ourselves in, it's certainly quite a mess. And I would confer with the Imam that it's largely been made by narrow-minded people. Ezra Pound said that provincialism is the enemy. And provincialism is seeing things only from your own perspective. And so the idea of traveling in order to broaden one's scope, because one of the interesting things about the world, they used to say, seeing is believing. But the postmodernists inverted that and they said, believing is seeing. And what they meant by that is that it is your belief system which will determine what you see in the world. And one of the troubles that I've always had is in separating between my subjective experience and my objective knowledge. My subjective experience of the world has been largely good. And I can honestly say that the vast majority of human beings that I have met and spent any time with, I have actually enjoyed being with them. It's the anomalous experience I've found of being with people that I did not enjoy being with. And I can't say like Will Rogers, I think his name was, who said, "I never met a man I didn't like." I wish I could say that. That's called a maqam in the Islamic tradition, which is a station with God. And it's the station of al-Wadudiyya. According to Ibn Ajiba, he says in his commentary on the 99 names, that the one who realizes the name Al-Wadud, which means the loving God, the one who yatahaqqaqu haqiqat al-sifa, he realizes the reality of that attribute of God, he can have no hate in his heart for anyone. And we notice in the Quran when the Prophet mentions the people that he says, "I hate your actions." The Prophet says, "I hate your actions," when he spoke to his people. And the commentators say, a prophet could not call a people to the truth if he hated them. He would actually have to have some concern for them in order to call them to the truth. And therefore, what the prophets hate is not the person or the human being, but they hate the actions that emanate from them that harm themselves and harm others. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ in Sahih al-Bukhari once, according to the hadith, which is an absolutely sound hadith, saw a funeral passing, and he stood up, and the Sahaba, one of the companions, said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of God, this is a Jew." And he said, "Awalaysat nafsa," isn't it a soul? And this gets to something very deep that Dr. Omar was talking about earlier, and also Imam Siraj, when he described himself as four things. When I was studying Arabic logic, one of my teachers explained to me the difference between an arad and the that. Something that is essential and something that's particular. And the example that he used was a circle or a ball, a kura. And he said, if you have a kura hamra, a red ball, is the redness necessary in order for the ball to be a ball? And I said, no. And he said that that's an arad. And then he said, is the circular nature of the ball necessary in order for it to be a ball? And I said, yes. And he said, that is essential. And that is the difference in logic between something which is essential and something which is particular or non-essential. And when we talk about ourselves, when Imam Siraj spoke about being a Muslim, and then the next three things that were mentioned, a black man, an African, and an American, out of all of those things, there was only one that was essential. And the others were incidental. What was essential was his state and relationship with his Creator. And I know that the Imam would not claim to be a Muslim in the sense that he claims to be in a state of absolute submission with his Lord. But what he says when he says, I am a Muslim, I am committed